when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Does United go outside of the River Region?
Of course. We have customers at Lake Martin, Lake Jordan, Selma, Tallahassee, Greenville, Tuskegee, and even Union Springs.
So United is not only number one in the River Region. United is number one in Central Alabama.
With quality workmanship, 100% satisfaction guaranteed, and affordable pricing, it should be no surprise.
Also, with over 300 years combined experience and the ability to service and repair all brands, why would you call anyone else?
Don't forget, if your system is beyond repair, we have financing available with approved credit, and we can handle all your plumbing and electrical needs, too.
If you want the most experienced and the number one AC company in the River Region, and that's ahead of its competition on all the latest technology, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-thru window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. 567-4223 on the web, alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
What was that? Sweet Loretta Fan. She was a cleaner, but she was a frying pan. Yeah, the picture. The picker.
Sorry about that. I didn't realize I had that weird intro. I got to talking to the mayor of the great city of Montgomery, and I didn't realize I had to chew up a song.
Ooh, what a song, man.
I know it's a good song.
Can this trio sing that?
No. It's not the best.
What about it, Dave? Can you sing bass or tenor?
Is this a Ringo song?
No.
Dave didn't even know it's the Beatles because Ringo didn't sing it. Big Ringo fan.
Ringo, according to Dave, is the only Beatle
that
carried the band.
Hot take, isn't it?
Good shuck and jive music.
We got the mayor of the city of Montgomery in here. A hot election coming up, Mr. Mayor.
Well, it's hot because it's 104 degrees outside.
It is so hot out there.
The Winfield factor, the heat index is going to be stifling. I think tomorrow is going to be the worst, but it's beginning to heat up. You just got too many candidates, frankly. I hear that over and over again. It's only sound bites, no real substance, things
like
that.
None of them are advertising.
Everybody's waiting for the runoff. But if you wait for a runoff, it might be too late.
That's right. Might not be in the runoff.
It might be too late.
Why are they having trouble raising money? That's the biggest complaint I hear from the candidates. We've not spent a lot of time on the mayor's race in this on this program because it's boring, for one. But I talked to the staffs, I talked to the candidates, and they all say, we can't raise any money.
Dave Mowry knows the numbers better than I, but first race was probably in the 500,000 range. Second race, a little bit less. We didn't have but one candidate. Was 350-ish. The last go-around was about $800,000+. Mm-hmm. And I suspect that overall, only about $1 million was raised in that last race. you got 10 candidates. That bifurcates the contribution. But you add up the top four or five, I think you got $1 million in the race.
I hadn't seen it.
Well, I mean, just look at some of the numbers, whether it be Kroll or whether it be Reed or whether it be Woods. I mean, that right there is in the $700,000-$800,000 range. Yeah. Elton's got some money in. I know Artur's got a little bit of money, and JC has gotten some money. JC Love.
Yeah.
I don't know about the rest of them. So, you know.
How do elections, you're an outgoing mayor, how do elections impact the current operations in the city?
In other words, if I was running?
No. Like, as mayor of Montgomery, Todd Strange, sitting at City Hall, conducting the business of the city and listening to the messages the candidates
are
running on.
It hurts the image because this is the worst city you've ever lived in. You know, crime is rampant and garbage doesn't get picked up, and we got to have a precinct on every street corner at $1.5 million each. You know, it's all about the negativity. Unfortunately, negativity works. What I've said is, let's don't run against me. Let's run for Montgomery. Avoid the candidate that's just going to be negative, negative, negative. Let's get some good ideas out there. Let's get some fresh ideas. Let's get some ideas that really is going to make a difference and impact the lives positively of our community. Let's don't say that we're going to build schools of every description. Let's don't say we're going to give the teachers a raise. You can't. It's just not possible to be able
to
do that.
It's a weird message, right?
It's an untruth message. And if you're going to lie about that, you're going to lie about a lot of things.
Well, and that's what I wanted to ask you, because I speculated on air. Someone brought it to my attention. I had not seen that ad. I have since seen that ad, but at the time I had not seen the ad.
Frankly, I don't even know who's got that ad, because I don't pay attention to the ad.
Well, I won't say who it was. I won't say who it was, because I'm not asking you to weigh in on the campaign. I'm asking you to weigh in on how it because I know it impacts the city. You feel it impacting the city.
It makes me mad.
Well, but on that particular issue, raising the teacher pay, could a mayoral candidate get with the city council if they get elected and go to the city council and say, we're going to put $10 million aside for teacher raises. Let's get with the Montgomery County Board of Education. Let's say, well, you'll take this money, but you have to give it to teacher raises. Is that possible? Is that legal?
Well, it's legal to give money to the Board of Education.
Can you give it with strings?
The string, let's take the county commission, for instance. They passed a 1 cent sales tax. Mm-hmm. It raises $28, $27 million. Originally, it was all for operations. Now, obviously, that does impact compensation, sure, local units and things like that. But now capital has come into the play, and so some of that money is being used to pay the capital indebtedness that the county incurred. We're paying about $8 to $10 million annually for our share of the capital. So that means the Board of Education is not paying that to have those new schools. So they can, in fact, use those monies to fund teacher salaries, but we can't direct those funds to teacher salaries.
Well, you were a high-powered executive at different private entities at the telephone company.
If high-powered means ownership.
Well, I mean, it's high power. It's about as high power as you can get. How does it compare? Because a lot of people look at the job Donald Trump has done on the economy in particular, but with the country and the attitude he takes. How does it compare running a private business, not just working at a private business, not just getting a check, but cutting a check? How does it compare running a business and being an executive for a city the size of Montgomery?
You know, a lot of people say it's good to have a business person in an elected position. Truth of the matter is, you cannot run city government or any government like you do a business. There's too many bureaucratic rules and regulations, particularly on the HR side of the equation. But there are some business principles that you can apply. And one of those ones was right in 2009 when we came in and we had the Great Recession in front of us. And Kevon Duravi said our revenues are going to dropped 10%. You know, we parked cars, we furloughed, we did privatization of janitorial services, golf courses, some other services. So you can't run a government like a business, but there are many business principles that you can apply.
Which is more fun?
Well, making money is really a lot of fun. And so,
the only thing better than money, Mr. Mayor, is more money.
I will confess that that's a very prideful scenario, but the truth of the matter is it gave me the wherewithal to do what I'm doing now and to be able to give back to individuals. If I had not have done that, I could not survive on a $90,000 a year compensation. And anybody that is running for the mayor's office for the $90,000, they ought not be elected.
I agree with that. I agree with that.
Should people think $90,000 is really, really, really good. But I will tell you, Sandy Stimson, who's in Mobile, and I, and God's given us some wherewithal to be able to do this, we think it's costing us $50,000, $70,000 just to be in this office.
How so? Just opportunity cost?
People come to you and say, I need this, I need that.
And you can't.
Could you do this?
Right.
And city cannot do it, but you might end up, you know, helping them with this or helping them with that or
I got
so
you.
Forth. Personally.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. So you're talking about actual cash out of pocket.
I'm actual cash out of pocket.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah. Sometimes it is a deductible.
I mean, if you take
a deductible item, so
right.
It's not full value. But
if you take $90,000, your after tax take home is probably only 60
yeah,
or 70.
Right. Exactly.
Maybe. Depending on your other income, it might be even lower than that.
Well, for me, except for the assets that I have employed, I don't have any other businesses. I think I own one piece of real estate outside of my homestead. That happens to be in a foreign country, and it does cash flow, but we've had to feed it every night.
Any regrets as mayor?
Oh, gosh, yes. I've got a ton of regrets. You know, I wish that we could have done a better job with this teen education, teen conflict resolution, this teen violence. I wish we could have moved our school system forward more rapidly. We've got a good start, but we got a long, long way to go. There are a couple of projects that we might begin to talk about that we got a chance to get done before November the 12th that I wish we would have started, not earlier, but we had folks, some of them led by the county that we're supportive of. Some others are led by us. So there are a lot of regrets, but, you know, you got to take the good with the bad. And on balance, I'm going to tell you that hopefully people judge the fact that Montgomery's a better campground today than it was 10 or 11 years ago when we came into office.
A lot of those regrets were things you didn't do or didn't do fast enough or soon enough. Any regrets of things you did do? Things you wish you hadn't done?
Yeah, that's a really, really, really good question. The thing about it, if we did it and it didn't work, we didn't keep on doing it. We kind of backed up. Recycling is one of those ones that when we made decision, I made decision, I said, what's the worst thing that could happen? And the worst thing that could happen was that the company would fail, we would own the facility, and we'd get back into the recycling business. Well, that happened. I didn't realize that a person that had $5 million in front of a $30 million call could hold us up in court for 2 years in the bankruptcy side of the equation. We finally did persevere. We finally did get it. So the strategy, in fact, saved the day or won the day. And for the last 8 months or so, things are working quite well. But a regret would be that I didn't do something different. Maybe if you look at it, we could have done something. You know, our revenue streams, if you look at a per capita basis of the top 22 cities, the Public Affairs Council will tell you that we're number 18. I am not one of these individuals that wanted to raise significant taxes. We've done some tweaking of fees and things like that. Maybe perhaps we should have gone and got a better revenue stream. Maybe we should have looked at this occupational tax and put something like that in. But the only time we really did look at it, there wasn't enough votes at the city council. And in this last term, I made some commitments that I would not pursue that.
Are there the votes there today to pass it?
I cannot answer that. I think there is. Now, whether there's the political will to do that.
Because you're going to have a lame duck after August and before.
Right. Right. But you can't just pass it and implement it. That's a year-long implementation. And
well, pass it and make the next people do it.
Well, the big issue.
I'm big on it.
Yeah, the big issue is not so much the occupational tax, but how it impacts the professional people. Because in previous administration, clearly the professional license fees got capped at a certain level, $1,200.
Right.
So you can make a bajillion dollars and you're only going to pay $1,200. But what happens is you're not going to get that on a W-2, right, which is the only thing an occupational tax would do. You're going to get it 1099 or K-1 or something like that. So you're going to have to address the professionals and how you tweak, impact that particular thing. And then there's got to be a give back. 1% occupational tax could do as much as $60 million because there's $6 billion annual payroll in Montgomery. Let's just say take government out. It's still $4 billion.
Why you take
in
government
the private
out?
Why
don't they have to pay taxes too?
Well, they would. I mean, military, which is included in that, I think it's probably a federal statute that you can't tax active military.
You can, depending on how the original sales agreement reads between Montgomery and Maxwell.
Oh, there is no sales agreement.
Well, what is it?
I'm just talking about the individual. See, on the occupational tax, the business doesn't pay it. It's the individual
right,
pays the
but percentage. There's a federal law that says you can't charge occupational tax for income generated on a military base unless the original sales contract for the land says something.
Again, I mean, this is not a serious look because we haven't gone that. I just know that I think the number's in that.
Okay,
50.
Say it's $4 billion. Say you raise $40 million.
$40
million. Yeah. Do you give it all back on other taxes?
No.
Otherwise you
No.
I'm asking the question, because everybody complained. We had a shooting at Cloverdale that kind of sparked renewed interest in an increased police presence over the weekend.
We could have had 1,000 people.
Correct. But I'm not talking about the mechanics of the actual event. I'm just saying there's a renewed drive in the community for we need more police. Well, if you get to get more police, you got to pay for them. And occupational tax is one way to pay for them.
It is, but at the end of the day, it's not our inability to pay for them. We are funded at 525 officers. We got about 480 today, maybe we're at the 490 number. As soon as our class comes out, we'll be over 5. It's not the funding of it. It's
the recruiting of it.
Now, we relaxed our tattoo policies. We've relaxed our beard policies. You could, in fact, be a police officer.
Dave?
If you wanted to,
Dave
could be a police. Now, you can't be a firefighter because it impacts the seal, with the mask.
I don't want to be a firefighter anyway.
It has nothing to do with putting in these precincts at every location. The way you're going to stop what happened last is you put a roadblock at every main artery coming into Montgomery, and you check them for drugs, you check them for alcohol, and you check them for guns, and you don't let them come in. Because
why have we done that?
That situation, because I would submit to you that you would find yourself in some hot water selective. Your attorney, you'd know better than me. But that would take you some effort.
Well, you could do
how
it.
Many people
you could do it until they told you not to.
Yeah, I guess you could do that. But that's an unrealistic. You know, in that particular situation, let's just get it out there. We had a couple of groups that were moving around that didn't like each other. They had a beef. They ran into each other. They started firing at each other. The good news is we've already made some arrests. Bad news is they were out. We had warrants on them. Good news is we've got Star Watch and we've got video, and hopefully very soon we'll be able to put this up. But when we take those juveniles and take them to juvie court, they'll be out within an hour.
Were they juveniles?
Some of them were. They're going to be out in an hour, given to the custody of their parents, which is the problem to start with.
Let's talk about it more on the other side of the break. It's 20 minutes after 10 o'clock. Those are harsh words, but they need to be said, frankly. Our number, 272-9228. That's the BathInnovations.com guest hotline. If you want to get in, 272-9228. The mayor of the great city of Montgomery, Todd Strange, in the studio, talking about the shooting at Five Points, talking a little bit about his career as mayor of the great city of Montgomery. And I never can get an answer out of him on the legacy leave, so I decided today to go a different tactic and ask different questions. So, 21 after 10. We'll be back.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Mr. Sandman.
It's time for Mr. Sandman's not quite famous end of summer sale. A sale so amazing we can only do it once a year, right before we start our fall sale. Seriously, we have a huge inventory of mattresses, headboards, and beds drastically discounted to reduce excess inventory. A large selection of 10 to 12 inch thick king mattresses under $3.99. Queen mattresses from $149. Twins from $99. Full headboards from $79. Queen beds from $149. Special discounts available on Serta, Beauty Rest, Jameson, and Sutherland mattresses, as well as many adjustable bases. Mr. Sandman still has a nice selection of floor samples to liquidate, including iComfort, Heirloom, Jameson Latex, and other premium sets. Mr. Sandman currently has over 400 mattresses and 200 beds and headboards in stock for immediate pickup or fast delivery. Shop around, but visit us before spending your money. We normally offer at higher quality and lower prices than our competitors, while maintaining excellent customer service. In Montgomery or Millbrook, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
This is Tracy Kelly with ASE Credit Union, and we like to advertise with Blue Water Broadcasting because of the flexibility of packages they offer and broad demographic reach of their stations.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com, NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
Amused by the amount of 60s and 70s R&B I play.
I like it.
Oh, man. It's,
oh, I like it.
It is peak Americana.
It's the only thing I really recognize. Unless it's Celine Dion or somebody like that. I don't recognize it.
Well, I don't play a lot. Have I ever played a Celine Dion song?
I don't believe we have.
I don't believe I
have. I do. It's one
Dave tracks our music. Don't start now.
Yeah. When these promoters around here, Impact and some others, that come and say, hey, how would you like to have so-and-so and so-and-so in your city? I'm going to say, who?
What do you say? I want Celine Dion. They say, good. Pony up 400
That's
grand.
Right. Oh, Lionel Richie, you know.
What about the, what? And hang on real quick. I do want to tell everybody, the mayor of the great city of Montgomery, Todd Strange, is in the studio. Your calls are welcome on the bathinnovations.com guest hotline 272-9228. We will take some of those calls during the segment. I know there are a lot of legalities and things you got to be careful of when city money makes its way to a private entity. But could the city supplement having bigger name acts come through? Because I know, like, one of the reasons you can't get a Celine Dion in Montgomery is we can't, I mean, no venue holds enough
right,
people.
Exactly.
to sell the number of tickets required to pay her.
At a number that people are going to...
Right, and that people will pay. Yeah, I mean, exactly you could put her at the Coliseum and charge $400 a ticket, but no one will show up.
The answer is yes, as long as there's a public purpose.
Okay.
And if that public purpose is promotion of our city or to make some money through our Riverfront group, yes, you could do it, but... The problem is when we got here in 2009, the Riverfront was losing about $800,000.
Really?
Because we were taking some of those risks.
Oh, I see.
And so it's
just... You stopped doing that.
Yeah, we just don't take a risk. I've tried to get impact, and we have been successful in partnering with them. It's one thing to pay $400,000 to somebody and take all that risk, but if you're only going to take half of that risk or a third of that risk, it might be worth it. But the venue is the big boogaboo for us. 1,800 is all you can get at Impact. 1,200 is Davis Theater. Why we're interested in renovation of Garrett Coliseum. And that is an effort that's underway. Charlie Jenright's leading that. We've joined with the county to see if there's not a way that we can take that from the state, because the state's not willing to put any money in it. I have been talking to the state about them giving us some few million to take that, and then we would put some kind of renovation, $20 million worth, so that we can have 365-day opportunities, maybe a 6,000 or 7,000-seat arena stadium that would be a performance-oriented.
I think the highest ticket price I've seen at Impact, like base ticket price, is maybe $100, $200, somewhere there.
Right.
Some of the larger cities, you go to Nashville, there's concerts with $500 ticket prices, or Atlanta.
Well, Chastain Park last Thursday was $150 for down front, but they were going for $300.
Oh, yeah. Well, somebody didn't do their IPO offering correctly. 28 minutes after 10 o'clock, Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 to noon. The mayor of the great city, Todd Strange, is in the studio. Who's this?
Don.
Hey, Don.
Mr. Mayor.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Mayor, I made an unfortunate mistake of driving down Bell Road this morning. Got to Brubaker, and it was absolutely a cluster. You had people trying to would turn in knowing they couldn't get across, blocking stuff. There's one of the little school cops on the side of the road with his hands folded doing nothing. Are they not police officers ride around, can at least look at situations like this, fix it? Or is there anybody that predicts these things and tries to fix it?
Well, I would tell you that there was supposed to be a detail to every spot out there to be able to control that traffic. I can't tell you why we were not at Brubaker. Maybe we were and we just didn't handle it correctly. Brubaker in and of itself is not an ideal situation. I do not know who designed that, but that's a very, very, very poor design. But I'll make sure that we get somebody out there tomorrow to see if we can't alleviate that situation.
I want to go on the record and say I'm proud of Don. He's had multiple good calls in a row.
That's great.
That was a fine
one. I was told that we had details and we'd dispatch people. We had extra patrols out there to make sure that cars were obeying them. We know that's a Bell's a tough situation with Brubaker. So I'm really surprised we didn't, but we'll find out why we didn't, and we'll see if we can't get somebody out there.
I want to go back to the 5-point shooting and what happened in Cloverdale over the weekend.
Yep.
For a moment, because there have been some people who say that this is something that takes place in Montgomery on a regular basis, but because it happened in a predominantly white business district, it gets more notice and people are more frustrated about it. A couple of questions. One, is this something that happens on a regular basis on Montgomery? It just happened to be in a different neighborhood this time?
It happens all over the state. I was with the Big Five. It was Big Five plus five. Gun violence is rampant. I mean, we obviously saw what happened in Dayton and also El Paso, but by the grace of God. There is gunfire in Montgomery, and that's why we have put an ordinance in about celebratory gunfire. There are other areas around town that is more predominant, but when it does happen, now it could have happened anywhere because it was a rolling car. They just happened to be in that particular location. They could have been south of here. They could have been north of here. They just happened to run into each other.
Do you know where they came from?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. You may not want to say on air for investigatory purposes, but
we know where they came from and where they're going.
Is the event that they came from? Was this?
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I do not know that there was a... Okay. I think they were just... I mean, it's like it's 6:30 or 7 o'clock
yeah,
at night.
Yeah, that's the thing. It wasn't midnight. Were they coming from a party or you don't know?
I don't know that one, but I do know that as with most of these situations, it's alcohol, it's drugs, it's beef, it's turf, and it's conflict resolution by guns, and the proliferation of weapons in the wrong hands.
I want to go back to something I recommended to you like 3 or 4 years ago, and you laughed at me. Cities with higher levels of lithium in the water don't have these types of problems.
Well,
I just don't.
I don't control what goes in the water.
I know. We got to talk to the water board, though, and get some supplements added.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you, it makes a difference. Tom, you're on the air with the mayor.
It seems like there's a horrible traffic problem the way people are driving in Montgomery. It's really almost, I think, an epidemic of speeders, tailgaters, just people misusing lanes and driving crazy.
Well, if you want me to comment, I'll say two things, one negative and a couple of positives. We have beefed up over the last few months our motorcycle patrol. Because of some lower numbers, we only had two or three or four. Now we're up about 12 or maybe it's even 16 on motorcycles, and that's kind of a traffic control issue. If you remember, we had those unmanned camera speed cars that we could put in neighborhoods, construction zones, and school zones that would, in fact, deter speeders and reckless drivings and things like that. And the wisdom of the legislature and citizens who complained about it, though, that capability got taken away from the city of Montgomery. City of Montgomery. And so we only have to have the capability now of on our police officers. The effort that the legislature has done by making it illegal to be in the out lanes and things like that, unless you're passing, enforcement is, in fact, the key to that. Driver ed, people not having road rage and having some courtesy. Plus, we've had a ton of construction on the roadways, not only on the interstates, but on some of the major highways and even internally. And so that's frustrating in and of itself. So hopefully we can get all that done in the next little bit of time, and people will appreciate the fact that we've got free flow and we've got more officers out there that'll be able to try to change behavior with ticket issuance.
A couple of things there. One is... the speed car camera was a terrible idea because it would penalize you 5, 6, 8, 10 times in a row before you realized you were doing something wrong.
Well, you shouldn't have been doing anything wrong.
Well, I understand that. But if the flow of traffic is 50 in a 40 and everybody's going 50, then all 1,000 of those cars get a ticket for going 50. And then the next day you're also going 50 and you don't think you're doing anything wrong because you just passed what looks like a police car.
Your right to violate the law is trumped by the fact that you don't know you're violating, or nobody tells you you're violating the law.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that...
That's what you just said.
The enforcement of any law has to have some common sense basis, or it seems arbitrary and punitive.
Well, I got to tell you, that is a very good force multiplier, but that's gone. We don't have that.
Second thing is, we have great east-west corridors in this city. Have we ever thought about putting in some good north-south corridors in this city? Because we don't have one.
The last one that I had anything to do with was the road between Wraith Arrington and Taylor Road.
That's an east-west corridor. But, I mean, Taylor Road's a truck route. It's hard to get from Atlanta Highway to Troy Highway. I mean, that's a 12, 15-minute drive some days. It's hard to go from on Ann Street from Atlanta Highway to JD. It's hard to go from Perry Hill Road to Vaughan Church of Christ to...
You can do these better. You can drive like Tom was complaining about and tailgate and switch lanes and drive
fast. But I'm saying is there's really no good north-south corridor.
Well, how about Core Street? How about Perry Street? How about Norman Bridge Road?
But those are all downtown. I'm talking about as you go east.
How about McGee? What's Vaughan Road?
Vaughn Road's east-west. That's what I'm saying. The Vaughn Road, Atlanta Highway, the interstate.
North-south to me.
Yeah. Vaughn Road, Atlanta Highway, and in especially, they must have changed the traffic signals on Atlanta Highway, because now you don't stop from Taylor Road to downtown but one time. And it's amazing.
Sounds awesome.
And I love it. And whoever did it, thank God, the other guy retired.
Did that happen since I complained about the stoplights?
I don't know, but in the last 2 weeks, I have not. You get on Atlanta Highway at Chantilly, and you don't stop but one time till you get downtown. That's amazing.
Light synchronization.
It is amazing.
That's smart signalization.
Very, and it's new. Smart. It's relatively new. This has changed.
This is part of our whole smart city initiative to be able to sync those lights to make sure if you obey the law,
yeah,
you're going to be able to.
Yeah, you do. I mean, you genuinely do, and it has been since we complained. But we just turned down
a traffic light on Atlanta Highway where a filling station or service station was going to go in, and it didn't warrant it, and some very prominent individuals warned us to put it there, a developer and some real estate people. We said no because of just the reason you're talking about.
Because it slows down traffic. But north-south, there's really not great north-south roads.
I would tell you two things. First of all, it's very expensive.
It is.
Rights away are horrendous.
Yeah.
One of the reasons we've had so much trouble with Court Street and Fairview Avenue is people like their property and they don't want
to. They get proud of it when you come into one and put a road in.
They don't want to take what the appraisal is, and you have to go to do mediation and so forth.
I'm just wondering if there's a way to, and this is long term thing. This isn't.
How about a toll road? Let's talk about a toll road.
No, because then people get outed for posting naked pictures online. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. The mayor of the great city of Montgomery in the studio taking your phone calls on the BathInnovations.com guest hotline. Tommy, if you'll sit tight, you'll be first up on the other side of the break. Another song with a weird opening. Not bad, though. Tommy, sit tight. If you want to join Tommy, the number's 272-9228. Got Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
It's our third annual truckload sale, and have we got an irresistible offer for you. Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by LeQuire and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbyleQuire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbyleQuire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by LeQuire.
Boy, I'm itching for hunting season. What are you planting for your food plot this year?
Don't rightly know yet. There's so many options, but some of them seem kind of gimmicky.
That's what I think. I'm going to Prattville Farm Center's Hunter's Night Out at the Doster Center. Over 25 vendors will be there, and they're offering big discounts to folks there that order early.
I'll meet you there.
Prattville Farm Center's Hunter's Night Out, Thursday, August 15th, 5:30 p.m. at the Doster Center. Admission is free. Call 365-5400.
Riverwalk Stadium. The uniforms, the fireworks, the food, and what really makes Montgomery Biscuits baseball the best? The fans. The Biscuits have been baking up some fun and invite you to join them all season long.
The Biscuits have added some sizzle at the ballpark in 2019 for the Year of Bacon. Each night is topped with new bacon-themed food items, including bacon on a stick, bacon-wrapped hot dogs, and of course, bacon biscuits. For ticket information, check out BiscuitsBaseball.com or call 323-BALL. Bake 'em.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Bachelor Technologies on Brockport Court for Cram the Van. Bring your school supply donations to help kids and teachers in the River Region get started on a great school year.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, equal housing lender.
Economic advisor Larry Kudlow said the president wants to continue trade talks with China, and the U.S. plans to host a delegation from China for negotiations in September. Tyson Foods will be expanding its plant-based protein, a competitor to Beyond Meat and the Impossible Burger. Tyson Foods will sell plant-based nuggets to 4,000 stores. The Raised and Rooted brand nuggets were introduced in June. Tyson now says they'll be available for food service distribution by the end of September. Blue Apron Holdings, the meal kit company, says its customer base is shrinking, but those who order are buying more. Blue Apron had more than 1 million users 2 years ago. It's now under 500,000. Blue Apron continues to lose money, though its loss in the spring quarter was smaller than a year ago. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
I've used it for a year now, and I've worried zero time. I just enter in the time, it's calculated, and it's taken out of bank account, and it's just done. I love it.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. With that's PatriotSoftware.com.
Accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We're easing back to a more typical summertime forecast with fewer storms around, more of the hit-or-miss variety. Today, a sun and cloud mix on the first day of school for a lot of school kids. Hot day today, high around 93. Spotty splash-and-dash type storms, more widely scattered with a low temperature tonight down to about 74. Then tomorrow and Thursday with a high temperature in the middle 90s and a heat index near or above 100, there'll be some widely separated afternoon and evening storms around. Then on Friday, not much change. Heat index near the 105 danger range and a few spotty storms. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man.
All right, guys, Heirloom Jewelers, my man Troop Booth over there. Hey, you're getting ready to retire.
Yeah, I know I'm gonna
you ought to go buy Linda something really nice for putting up with you for all these years.
She would really want me to buy an office.
Well, Troop doesn't sell those, but he sells great jewelry. Troop Booth over at Heirloom Jewelers. Go check out his cases and cases and cases of stuff. Check him out on Facebook, Heirloom Jewelers. He's on Vaughn Road just east of Bell Road, one of those great east-west corridors we were just talking about. I'm serious. I'm going to brag on the traffic department again in a second because the East Boulevard, I was on it the other day, did not stop from Troy Highway all the way to the interstate. Did not stop.
How many red lights you run?
None. None.
That's good.
I mean, it's just all
sync. They do a great job.
But Heirloom Jewelers, phenomenal. Get by there when you get a chance. He has amazing, amazing stuff. Check out his Facebook page. He can find anything. So if you just contact him and say, Troop, I'm looking for this kind of watch. I'm looking for this kind of ring. I'm looking for this kind of necklace. He will help you out. He'll find exactly what you're looking for. He shops all the sales all over the country and brings that high-end jewelry right back to Montgomery. You can sell your stuff to him if you got some loose stones or gold, or maybe you just have an old diamond ring or a set of diamond earrings or something that you're not wearing anymore and you want to get some cash value out of. You can take that to Troop Booth as well.
That's what I need to do.
Well,
since I'm retiring, I need some extra income.
Sounds like you hadn't made an income in the last 8 years based on the way you were talking. But get by Troop Booth at Heirloom Jewelers when you get a chance. It's 44 minutes after 10 o'clock. Mayor Todd Strange's in here. Seriously, I wanted to brag about that. We got some phone calls. Sure. But I have noticed since Dave complained in the last month or, three or four months?
Yeah.
The light situation has gotten a lot better.
That's all this smart city initiative. We've been working at it for a number of years.
He's not going to give me the credit for that,
no,
man. Come on.
This
has been in the works for 10 years, Dave.
Well, we could call it the Maori. What do we call it? The Maori.
Traffic plan?
Fix or something.
Yeah. The Maori fix. Yeah. I like the Maori fix.
Yeah.
I got a couple other things you can fix, but you know.
Tommy, you're on the air with Mayor Todd Strange.
Well, I was calling to thank Dave. I actually made it to church the other day. I usually shave at red lights, and I had to shave in the church parking lot. I was like, what is going on here? This is crazy. And now I know it's Dave's fault.
Dave's fault now.
Thank you so much, Dave. That was good.
Well,
y'all have a good day.
That's funny. Good call.
See, it's Dave's fault.
Right.
Dave has people showing up shaggy to church all over the city.
Evergreen content. It's Dave's fault.
Fred.
Hey, good morning, Mayor.
Hey, Fred.
We appreciate you coming on. I know we visited a little bit at some of the EJI celebrations when they opened and a few others. Yeah. But anyway, I Fred's not my real name. Anyway, this may sound petty, but I know your people are listening. And, Baron, you are absolutely right. I can get right here at Coliseum where I work and go all the way to the CVS and the Dollar General with a light screen, every single one of them, and I love that.
Yeah, it's really, something's changed in the city. It's been remarkable. And everybody likes to dump on Montgomery when they see something wrong. I think people need to promote Montgomery when they see something corrected and done right. And the
absolutely.
Light situation
now,
is vastly improved.
Now, Baron, you do know if you catch every green light, you can't slow poke. You got to do a little weaving and a little bobbing, but you catch every green light. Anyway, Mayor.
This sounds petty, Fred, but let me explain something. When you can leave 5 minutes later to get home from work, and you get home 5 minutes early, that's 10 more minutes with your family. Or 10 more minutes at work. It's productivity. You're not just sitting there looking at the
Let me give credit.
It matters to me as we get older, Mayor. These minutes and wasted 30 minutes here or whatever matters.
Precious.
All right, I know you guys are listening. This is a question about...
Hold on. I just
wanted to tell you, Wesley Cox, young fella, millennial, perhaps.
Call him.
No, not call him. He gets a lot of credit because he's really, over the last 2 years, I think he's been in charge for the last 2 years after Bubba Bowden retired, really has taken a fresh approach and a fresh look at that, and technology is certainly a lot better today.
Certainly.
I can't imagine having that job. I guess a good IT guy can do it. But anyway, I take Ware's Ferry home sometimes when it's terribly crowded later in the evening or whatever, but I'm... Jewel, J-U-L-E, if your people are listening, Jewel Street that dead ends into Ware's Ferry is the longest light in Montgomery. And Jewel just is a neighborhood street with not that much traffic, and it dead ends into Ware's Ferry. You had to wait minutes, and you miss it, and get stopped every single time you go. It's near ACA, and if you guys are listening, at least check that out. Jewel, J-U-L-E, and Ware's Ferry. The light
Jewel
is way
Ware's
too
Ferry.
Long.
We'll check it out. In fact, it's only a 2-block long road. I'm looking at it.
Yeah, but Matt just reminded me, we were on it Saturday.
You were on Jewel?
Yeah.
Not for long. I mean, the Jewel Street, seriously, is like 800
feet.
We
were going at the Lagoon Park.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Huh.
Yep. I may be wrong, but I think the longest light's about 90 seconds. I could be wrong, but I tell you, the longest light is there. What's the street that we never take because the light's so long right there at Civic Center or at the Renaissance? right there by Staybridge. What's that light?
Molten
Street and...
I tell you, the longest light is when you got the Green Apple Trots or you really... and you got to sit and wait through a red light.
The longest light is Hillwood and Vaughn that I have to run sometimes.
No, well, Dave.
Why don't you just take a right?
Yeah, I mean, I could.
But
I'm going left because I'm coming from where I live.
Yeah, just take
a right and do a U-turn.
Yeah.
Right in the middle of the road.
Or just
put your lights on and take a U-turn.
Yeah, or just take a left.
Yeah. All right, I'm done with lights. 272-9228 is the number.
Go to the next subject.
Yeah, well, we got to take a break, unfortunately, because I got to get the clock right. Then we're going to have a nice, long, two-lane comfort cruise of a segment with the mayor on the other side. Your calls are welcome, 272-9228.
Saturday night.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue at the Boston Hotel.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-thru window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, equal housing lender.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the time of the season.
My man, Bo Goodson over at the Goodson Group, he'll tell you real estate in Montgomery's hot. Smoking hot. And not only the sales, but the real estate rental market is smoking hot in Montgomery. A lot of people buying rental property and trusting it to Bo Goodson to help.
What does that tell you?
But, it tells you that credit is low. That's what it tells us. They had high credit, they would buy.
See, you're a half-empty glass guy. Half-full glass would tell you that people are trying Montgomery out rather before they make the investment. They're trying Montgomery out, find it good, good-paying jobs, then they buy the house.
Fair enough. Well, maybe a little of both, huh? It's full of air and water. How about that?
Well, it's half full glass of water.
It's a completely full glass of water. Half water and half air.
Okay.
But Bo Goodson manages real estate property. He does a fantastic job. And all you got to do is call him 551-0225 and say, Bo, manage my real estate property. Or Bo, sell my house. Don't just list it, sell it. Or Bo, I need to buy a house. 551-0225, thegoodsongroup.com. Put the whole thing in there. Thegoodsongroup.com. He'll take care of you. Bo's one of the truly great guys. He's a gem in this area. When you think real estate in Montgomery, think Bo Goodson. You told me who it was, but I can't remember.
Eric,
that's right. What's on your mind?
I work out here at Maxwell, and they worked on the Maxwell gate, the main gate that they keep open 24 hours a day.
Okay, the Bell Street gate?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. They... it might be my imagination, but I believe they changed the light at 31 and Day Street to accommodate for that gate being closed. They had it longer going both ways.
Mm-hmm. But never switched it back?
They didn't. The gate's been open for a few days, but they hadn't switched it back. That gate, that light is longer than it was before.
I went through that light twice the other day, actually four times the other day, because I went to the Montgomery Motor Speedway, and I had to go that way, and I went to Prattville to do an
on-location. We'll send a text out to the guys, just check that out. That may be the case. That may be the case.
Did what?
Did it seem long to you?
Yeah, it did. And now that you mentioned it, I did get caught by it one of the two times, and it did seem long, but I did notice that that gate was closed also, so...
Well, the Bell Street gate is now Maxwell Boulevard gate.
Right.
It was supposed to be open 1st of August. I don't know that it is.
Yeah. It may have just opened. Eric, they're going to send somebody by to check that. Appreciate it.
No, we're not going to send somebody. We're going to check from the monitoring.
You can do that?
Oh, heck
for the lights?
Oh, yes.
You don't have to go out to the boxes anymore and put a stopwatch on it?
We look at it.
Well, that's fancy.
Yeah.
No wonder he's able...
That's part of Star Watch, cameras.
No wonder he's able to do the whole boulevard and the whole Atlanta Highway from the comfort of his air-conditioned office. I like this. Dave, big fan of technology.
Exactly.
Big fan of technology.
Let it work for
you. That's why we're the top five smart cities in the United States.
We're very smart. Who's this?
It's Tom.
Tom, you're on the air with Todd Strange. He's the mayor of Montgomery.
Yes, sir, and I would like to tell you how grateful I am to have been. I don't live in the city. I live in Elmore County, but I've had an opportunity to visit Montgomery, and during the time that I've been here, you've done a wonderful job. Enjoy your retirement, sir.
You're so kind. I appreciate that. You know, we can't have everybody live in Montgomery. I know that some people would like for that to happen, but we are where the jobs are, and we're just grateful for those that live outside of us to come in and work here and add to the vibrancy and maybe spend a dime or two.
He's talking about my family, Dave.
Yep.
Yeah, sure. Exactly.
I live out in the PR.
But we need for you to spend more than a dime or two because you got too many people in your house. You got to spend quarters and 50 cents.
You know how much money I spend in Montgomery grocery stores?
I can appreciate it.
You have no idea.
You don't have one out there yet.
We're not going to have one because we'll never get a police department because Gordon's a spendthrift. He can't ever save enough money to buy a police department. If we had a police department, we'd have retail. There's 10,000 people out there.
What does that have to do with it? You've got a sheriff's office out there.
Sheriffs aren't committed. They don't have to be there by law. The police, the Pike Road Police Department has nowhere else to go.
By contract, they're out there.
Yeah, but
there's a contract.
If there's something hot going on down in South Montgomery County, they're not going to be up in Pike Road. They're going
to
be down there.
Well, I want you to wait at least 3 more months before they start a police department out there.
You don't want one?
I don't want our people leaving. We've got a unique situation right now. We're moving from our own retirement system to RSA. We're only one of a handful of cities, none our size, that are not with the RSA. And that is a defined time on October 1 as it stands right now. So we're having a number of retirements who can retire from the city and then can go work for the state. If when we go,
they're stuck.
They're not. It's not stuck. They just
only get one retirement.
Yeah, one retirement. Yeah,
that's pretty stuck to me.
So I mean, it's bothersome to me. But in the long run, we're changing a $370 million for a $40 billion.
Yeah, but you also replace that late in life retiring employee with a cheap new fresh millennial employee that costs a lot less.
Yeah, but you take a lot of institutional knowledge away too.
Yeah, but you pay for
that. So you got to have the best of both worlds.
Yeah, it's a balance. There's no doubt about it.
So you can retire at 25.
Who?
You can retire at 25 years.
Oh, actually, years. I was like, I need a job where I can retire at 25.
You can retire. Some people can retire at 20. 20 years.
Huh.
And that's a killer.
Who's this?
Bo Goodson.
Bo Goodson.
Hey, speaking of him. Bo Goodson. Whoa. Let's hear it for Bo Goodson.
That's right.
Talking about responsive advertising.
It is responsive.
I'd rather the customer respond, though.
Yeah.
That's exactly. Mayor, I wanted to ask you, I've been trying to get some action on Parkview Drive in Halcyon, where I live, trying to get a stop sign at Waller and Parkview to try to slow the traffic down. And a friend of mine lives on Parkview, and you can stand there anytime during the day at the average speed of vehicles in there is about 55 miles an hour.
Is it 35?
It's a 35. Yeah, you can't even get out to get your mail out of the mailbox. Yeah. If a stop sign was put at Waller and Parkview like they did on Halcyon Boulevard, it would slow the traffic down. But I can't seem to, I've called and written and emailed, and I can't seem to get anybody to take a look at it.
Well, may I just be brutally honest?
Sure.
Stop signs are not designed to slow traffic down. They're designed to control the intersections there.
Right.
Speed bumps. I have a policy. It'll change now in about 3 months, I suspect. While it would be helpful for you, we would get tons of other people complaining that we're impeding the traffic, just like we've been talking about this morning with the red lights. And so there are exceptions. There's no question about that. But we've done a traffic study or anything like that. If you need a stop sign, you ought to need a traffic light. And so we'll take a look at it, but I would submit to you that that's probably not going to happen.
Our number
now, mean when you get caught next week with a speed officer out there, we'll actually have somebody out there to slow them down.
The mayor of the great city of Montgomery, Todd Strange. I guess we got a few more meetings with you.
Let's see. What day is it?
It's August.
No, we'll have we'll have September, October, and November.
Three more meetings.
Unless
with the
you
mayor.
Guys cancel.
Count that.
I don't care. Now let me ask you this: by October the 9th, we will know. I think.
Who the
new mayor is?
Bring him in November.
That's what I was going to ask you.
There you go. Bring him in November.